Hey, it's time for Springsteen Uniquities 23, and I'm WC Chronicles.
And I'm Jersey Mike, and I am so excited because I have both of my teachers here today from improv.
I'm
Nerdling Senior and Charlene Scott.
Hi.
How are you, Charlene Scott?
I'm fabulous. Thanks for having me today.
So, little background. Charlene Scott is a backup teacher who I always enjoyed. She was teaching improv with me when we were at Casting Call a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. She was a wonderful to have because when I would need to stop and get a drink of water, she came in because she's a real-life teacher.
That's true. I teach public speaking for a living. I am an instructor on my way to becoming a professor, so very exciting.
Question. Why are people so afraid to speak publicly?
Well, there's an actual survey that was done in the 70s that says that people were more afraid of public speaking than death. And it's just, I think it's because people don't have experience with it. They just haven't had enough practice. But actually, the other thing, too, is totally a biological thing. So if you think about it, back in the day, right, we're all hairy cavemen and women, you know, some of us longer ago than others,
right.
But whatever, right? Like, if you were in a room and you had your back against a wall with 40 pairs of eyes staring at you, it was probably because there were a bunch of saber-toothed tigers wandering through town who were about to eat you for lunch, right? So this whole idea of where we get that fight-or-flight response comes from that. And the reason we have this fear now, part of it is because it's a holdover just biologically from that time, right? Because now, when you're public speaking, you have your back against a wall, and you have 40 pairs of eyes staring at you,
and your heart
starts to pound, right? Because your brain thinks, oh my gosh, it's a saber-toothed tiger coming to eat me, and it takes your brain a minute to be like, oh no, it's okay, it's cool,
That's pretty cool. That's a little sadistic. I like that, like, sadistic flow,
so,
you know?
Now you can love public speaking, but no, that's really, and once you teach students that you separate that biological brain part from the experience of what you're doing and realize that you are not going to die, it's going to be okay. Like, everybody really comes to love it. And so people come into my class because they have to be there, but they leave really loving it and having enjoyed it and have a great time.
I'd come there because I love looking into those eyes.
Oh, well, you can come over anytime. Absolutely. You can come be a guest student one day.
Before we give the results of Springsteen Uniquities 21 and 22, the purpose that you're here, you're starting your own podcast. Let's get that out. Just give us the top of the iceberg first.
So I'm so excited. It's called The Hidden Passport. And the premise is I actually lost my passport a couple of years ago in a move. And it's somewhere in a box that has yet to be unpacked. Somewhere in Vegas, in my house. But the reason it's cool is because I used to live in Japan for 3 years. And then I lived in Germany for 5 before I moved to Las Vegas. So I've had some really awesome opportunities to live around the world. And as a result, of course, as you can imagine, crazy things have happened to me in a life overseas. And so as I'm unpacking all these boxes, trying to find my passport, I keep finding all these cool things from this life. And I share these stories with people all the time and they love them. And they're like, you need to tell these to everybody. So, you know, and we all know, because we've done it together, we've been acting in improv, done some stand-up comedy as well. And a lot of the stories that I've been doing in stand-up are these kinds of stories from life overseas. So I decided to put it into a podcast.
You're going to discover it's a great vehicle.
I can't wait. I'm so excited to reach people. I know you all have a great audience, and I'm really excited to be able to share.
We have a loyal listenership.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not Adam Carolla 120 million level, but we're happy with what we have.
Well, you know what? Adam had to start somewhere too, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, Adam, I want to get to know your crew from Jersey, because it seems that we need to just know that to get our own podcast on your thing, like Penn has one, you told me last night, right?
Yep, he has.
I'm just amazing, you know? But I got a feeling Miss Scott over here is going to pass us up in a year. I don't know why.
No. Well, I'll be excited because then I'll have to have you all as guests on mine, too.
Wouldn't that
be fun? We didn't have to twist an arm.
Wow.
Ow. No, I'm just kidding. No arm twisting here. I love these guys. I'm super excited to be here.
So here's our results from Springsteen Uniquities number 21. We had the original unedited versions, original versions of Roulette going up against Going Down. And here's what it was. Roulette, 61. Going Down, 60.
Boy, how are these coming to, like, not even nose to nose? It's like
one.
What is this? It's like going to a horse race. It's like not even that dead heat picture. What the fuck is this shit? You know, I want to know, why is it one? Why can't it be like 100?
Because it makes
one.
It more, if it were like a runaway thing, right? It wouldn't be.
Yeah, but this
it's
is Springsteen.
More
no,
when it's
not
like,
with Springsteen. We need a blowout. You know what I mean? This is Springsteen, okay? This is the boss.
And we do it like the old American Idol. Vote as many times as you want.
Oh, that's true.
I don't have a scientific. It's not scientific.
I don't know. I'm just a little disappointed.
So it was 60, 61 to 60, but here's it is for the second one. for Springsteen Uniquities number 22. We had That's What You Get, which was the original 16-year-old Bruce Springsteen with his band The Castiles. That vote got 61. And then for that acoustic version of Marie that he did, 60. 61.
Here we go
60.
Again. You know what? I wonder if this
double down.
Sorry. I wonder if this statistic thing just sticks. Why can't we have like 600,000 and be like, boom, all these people say, hey, we got sponsors. Now we're on T-Mobile. You see our pictures, the nerdlings are here. They're gonna come do a podcast. Wouldn't that be something?
Well, the nice thing is we got the nerdlings flag in the ground,
yes.
So that's
nice.
Ours. So here's what we're getting into for Springsteen Uniquities number 23. Charlene, are you a Springsteen fan?
I am a casual Springsteen fan. I really came into that because my fiance is a huge Springsteen fan. In fact, ready? Here's a story. Okay,
here we go.
Saw Bruce Springsteen in concert when we lived in the Netherlands at a fantastic music festival called Pink Pop. And I hope my fiance doesn't mind me telling this story, but it's hysterical because,
tell it.
Of course, like music festival, everybody's drinking, having a good time. And so my fiance, who loves Bruce Springsteen, is literally like in the crowd and I'm with my friends. And he's like, I'm gonna go touch Bruce, the boss. I'm gonna go meet him. Who's coming with me? And Ryan, he's like charging up to go to the front because he wants to just meet the boss, right?
Yeah.
So my love of Bruce Springsteen has come as a result of being with my fiance, who is a big, big, big fan of the boss. So anywhere I am lacking, trust me, he could totally make up for it.
Well, you can now brag that you have been on Springsteen Uniquities 23 and 24.
He's gonna be really excited. He's already told me. He says I have to know where all the podcasts are so I can go back and listen to them. So he'll love that he got a complete shout out.
We got one more listener.
Wow. In one sentence,
I don't
right?
know about this. It's something else. He's from Asbury Park, exit 100 on the Garden State Parkway. Played at the Stone Pony. He is one of Jersey's most incredible entertainers.
Plus,
he doesn't care if you use his music
things.
He doesn't want to stop you. He wants creativity.
Bottom line is, if we try to do Prince Uniquities,
mm-hmm.
Here comes a letter.
Oh.
Okay, if you try to do Ariana Grande. One of these I'm just using that as an example. But like Katy Perry, she doesn't mind.
Sure. Oh, well, yay, Katy!
I have a video that I did of her doing her song Peacock, but I made a duet of her doing it with Elmo.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Oh my gosh. Well, who wouldn't love that? It's Elmo. I mean, Katy Perry, I'm sure
it's still up. It's still up on YouTube.
Oh, that's so cool.
And Springsteen doesn't care. But
shall
we get to the song?
Yeah.
What I picked out, because today, as we record this, it is July 3rd. Hey, tomorrow's July 4th. Even though the song is about Vietnam, I picked Born in the USA.
Oh, one I know.
Freedom Mix.
Woo!
This is the first track off the 12-inch vinyl. It's 7 minutes and 7 seconds long.
Okay.
So take a breather and enjoy this.
The Boss.
Born in the USA Freedom Mix. What do you think, Jersey Mike?
I think that this is the most appropriate song, tomorrow being the 4th. It doesn't get better than that.
Exactly.
This is something you want to see, right, Charlene? You want to see the fireworks, you hear this,
yeah.
That's what it brings to mind, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And the boss played this when we were at Pink Pop in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
And all of the people in the Netherlands, all of a sudden you would have thought they had all been born in the USA.
They just go apeshit.
They were just excited.
They just go apeshit.
They were so excited. So, great song. Classic forever.
23, coming up 24.
Well, we're still in 23. We got the second song. This is
a song. Wait a second now. My brain is so overloaded from too much booze last night. Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is a song from a 2004 tribute album. It's a song written by Warren Zevon. The album is called Enjoy Every Sandwich. The Songs of Warren Zevon, okay?
Enjoy Every Sandwich. What a great name.
What a great name. Yeah, he passed away in 2003, and so a bunch of our other artists did this tribute album to Warren Zevon. This was Bruce Springsteen's contribution to the album. It's a song called My Ride Is Here, and it's recorded live.
Live? Where's this from? What concert?
That one I do not know.
That's okay, because you know what? It was probably the one you were at in the Netherlands.
Yes.
That's what it
is. I heard that Bruce Springsteen recorded this at your concert,
yeah.
Charlie Scott.
I'll let you know.
Yes, for your boyfriend back then, now fiance husband. That was done for you, Chris.
That's
so
right.
This is My Ride Is Here.
All right.
Tonight is a song in memory of my great friend Warren Zevon. Warren passed away a few days ago, but he was one of the great, great American songwriters, and I love him. I'm going to miss him very much. This is one of Warren's songs called My Ride Is Here. I was staying at the Marriott with Jesus and John Wayne. I was waiting for a chariot. They were waiting for a train. The sky was full of carrion. I'll take the Mazuma, said Jesus to Mary. That's a 310 deal. My ride's here. I was wrestling with an angel. You were working on a sonnet. You said, I believe the seraph will gather up my pendulum and carry us away, Jim, across the sand you sent on. I rise here. Charlton Heston with the tablets of the law. He said, it's still the greatest story. I said, man, I'd like to stay, but I'm bound for glory. Yeah, I'm on my way, my ride's here. My ride's here. My ride's here. My ride's here.
Charlene Scott, what do you think of that song?
Well, I have two suggestions. First, I think this needs to be a theme song for like Uber or Lyft or something, because right, like as soon as they come up, they're my ride's here, I've got this. And then I'm imagining like that's one of those songs I feel like that you would hold up a lighter to, right? Like, yeah. Power of the People. Except, as an ode to the writer of this song, I think they should be holding up sandwiches instead, right? Because it's in honor of this guy because it's such a great song. And
from what I understand, he was a real character and a real jokester, so mm-hmm. that would be a good idea.
Yeah, right? And then you'd have lunch after and you'd be able to eat it. Nothing would go to waste. Perfect.
Jersey Mike, what do you think of My Ride Is Here?
This is a song that it's like you hit a crossroads in life and like you're in the middle of a desert, like a bus stop, like one of those old movies, like stores.
Yeah.
You know, this is Greyhound and my ride is here. And you don't look back. This is one of the ones that he taps to your soul, like, this is it. I'm just going. Wherever I come, but my ride is here and I'm going. And I'm not looking back. I'm just going with the flow. I'm going on Highway 66, and whatever happens, happens. Not in a crazy biker way, but mellow, getting older. Like we talked about, taking the bike ride.
Right.
The winding roads in the fall. That's what it reminds me of.
Well, you got deeper than mine. Mine was, I heard a squeeze
right?
box.
And I was sitting here thinking, I was like, usually I feel like I'm the philosophical one. I was like, we totally, Jersey Mike and I just totally switched roles here. You got all serious. And I was like, hey, we're going to wave sandwiches around in the air. Perfect.
Well, that's it for Springsteen's Uniquities 23 today. We're going to post it up on Instagram on our accounts, WCW_comedy and Shiny Squirrel Podcast. And you can vote to which one you like best.
Please vote. Get us over 100. And we are going to say happy 4th of July. Over to you, Charlene.
And I was going to say for Jersey Mike's and WC Chronicles Sanity, if everybody votes, please make sure there's a clear lead of one song over the other. Because obviously, as you've heard, if it's just a one vote difference, they're going to be really upset. So get out there and vote, but make sure you vote only for one and make it a big wide margin. Thank you.
And the good thing is, if you're not sure where it is, you can go look at it.
That's right. That's perfect. And thank you both for having me today. Loved it.
And we're not done with you yet.
Ha ha ha.